think that's fine, and I'll dictate off of.
Yeah, well, you know, just say that I feel that the government pressures are enormous already, and that I'll be refused to talk, but I think that when he gets back, we cannot hold without saying anything, but I think we have to say that much. To the leaders, and that's exactly, of course, what, and that will also be the content of the Ziegler announcement. Ziegler will say the same thing in his announcement, but I want him to beat the leaders to get their calls an hour before Ziegler announces.
Right.
And the leaders think they're consulted.
So one, I suppose one could call a leader Sunday night.
Well, the Sunday night is a better thing.
Sunday night, and then if there were to be any other calls, a few other selected people, they could be called on Monday morning just before Ziegler.
The five leaders will keep it. We'll keep it. You can call the five leaders on Monday night.
That'd be all right because of.
That's exactly what ought to be said. We got it, but Henry's tendency. Say, call nothing. Well, that's great for him, but we can't take it here now. I mean, we told him nothing during the bombing in December. We told him nothing. Meth and so forth. There comes a time when they're going to insist on some knowing something. Now that I know that in the end.
Yes.
I mean, it isn't being vindictive, but it's what I'm trying to do is to build a little respect for some other country. future time, you know. You just can't have this sort of thing when they treat, as Henry says, they treat their allies and they treat their enemies.
Yes.
Our enemies. You would what?
Yes.
You, what you're saying?
Over the weekend, well, and yesterday, had stayed not to respond to a request from Cadu, the Canadian ambassador, to see Alex Johnson.
Absolutely.
And Mr. Rogers mentioned this, said it was kind of a little difficult, and I said, yes, sir, I understood, but
it's my order.
He said, well, I understand, so we can hold on.
Sure.
This one is a particularly difficult thing. They were really badgering me about it. I saw Alex Johnson even at the... Alex was a little upset by this one because Cadu was a friend of 20 years.
Sure. And the Australian ambassador is a great friend of ours. He's a marvelous man. But goddamn, he's an ambassador from that country. I mean, you don't have to bring in after the Russians stomp on Budapest simply because you like the way he drinks vodka, do you?
Of course.
That's my point.
Exactly.
This is not done on the basis of French.
Right.
It's done on the basis of their policies. No man can separate himself from his government. I mean, and this is not vindictive, Bell. We've been damn generous to these people.
Well,
we went that damn trip to Canada, which probably considered close to the election, may have saved Trudeau because his anti-American attitude was not helping. But I didn't want to think that Trudeau was in this election here. It's a pain in the neck. We just did it for the son of a bitch. Don't worry. He's going to have 4 years.
I'm surprised at the Italian.
Well, I want him treated a little differently. Let me say, he's an Andreotti. Andreotti is it.
Yes.
He's simply reflecting the left wings there. The Italian, I would let me say, except I don't want the Italian any response from me. But don't rule out the Italian saving the State Department people and the rest. The Italians have a terrible left wing problem. Don't you think that's what
I think? Exactly.
I think the Prime Minister him up.
Heath was having problems in the same respect. Of course, the Sharp in Canada tells us, or don't know, tells us this was exactly what their problem was. They were afraid if they didn't say something, the government would go down.
Bullshit.
And who knows? But it certainly is the case of the Italians. They will go down.
Yeah. That's why the Italians have to be treated differently. But let's say that they did what they cannot. What was Tanaka going to be without us?
No excuse for that at all.
Hmm?
No, there was no excuse for this. Marshall Green has given a number of ambassadors in town just really terrific dressing down. He's really told them off.
Good.
And apparently the reporting back is pretty accurately reflecting.
He's
just telling them that we cannot possibly understand how their government could put us in the same context, in the same breath.
Of course, you see, they got away with it so much during the Johnson period, if you recall.
Yes.
I mean, all the governments around the world were burning embassies and all that crap. And during the war, I suppose they think they'd get away with it with us, you know, kicking Americans and cement. But they're not going to do it. Because we know what we're doing. And they know damn well it wasn't us that sent these things, the North Vietnamese. And you refuse to talk. Oh, it isn't that bad. I mean, after we think of the 20 or so countries that may have done that, and there were a hell of a lot of others that didn't say a word, isn't that true?
Exactly.
Look at Heath. That took a lot of guts in his heart.
It did indeed.
And I shall, so remember that he's going to get the carpet treatment like nobody. We didn't hear any bitches from Golden Eye here, did we?
No, not at all.
You know why? She wants some money.
The
arms.
She also
wants a 6 feet.
She also wants to be able to look tough. She's terrorism business, you know. She's taking precisely this point of view. She just be as tough as you can be, is her motto.
Well, her really like to go up there and bang hell with the Syrians and the Golan Heights. And did world public opinion get outraged by that hill? You know damn well what was happening there. This is preventive action of the party. It's like the Austrians. message. Right. But I told you, I have no bond, whatever, that we were going to renegotiate.
Better than 50.